This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think's interesting, and you want to send it on over to, you want to have our other listeners take note, you may do that. You can submit it as show prep to the website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You can go and do that over at freetalklive.com. So, lots to discuss here tonight. Actually, I don't know, it's not really worth a whole lot of coverage, but if you want to see what it looks like after someone burns themselves alive, there's a little bit of video footage up right now over at freekeen.com. Apparently, someone today in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, was presumably so upset with the courthouse, the Superior Courthouse, they went out front of the courthouse, right out in front of the front doors, and lit themselves ablaze.
I mean, this is what happened in Tunisia, right? So, I mean, this is what started the Arab Spring.
Did he pour any kind of accelerant on himself?
You have to.
You have to, yeah.
You have to.
I don't burn very well. I mean, I've gotten my hand in fire before, and I didn't go up like a Roman candle like this person did. It's male.
Yeah, I've walked barefooted over hot coals, you know.
Yeah, we don't know exactly any of the details right now as to why this person set themselves aflame, but based on the location right out in front of the courthouse, it seems a safe presumption to suggest that it had something to do with a decision perhaps made by said court. And it really just goes to show, presuming that's the case, it goes to show just how far people can be pushed by this violent, monopolistic government justice system. There's no real justice to be found there. We talk in detail about justice. Very rare that any real justice comes out of the government courts. Frequently, government courts make decisions that just ruin people's lives for no reason whatsoever beyond the fact that they're following their arbitrary laws written down by the people calling themselves the legislature. And so people get pushed to the brink. It's very rare that somebody will go this far. In fact, I would say it's rare that self-immolation happens in the United States.
I would say it's very, very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to find out when the last recorded case of self-immolation was. So at this point, there's not much more as far as detail on the case. As we learn more, we'll post it over at freekeen.com. But I did get some live video footage from the scene, thanks to quick.com, QIK.com. We talk a lot about that as a great activist tool here on Free Talk Live. It's something you can install on your smartphone. Wayne, do you have a copy of this?
I don't. What's it called?
It's quick.com, QIK.com.
Yes, I do.
You do, okay. And Mark, you just got a new smartphone, so I don't know if you've had a chance to install it quite yet.
Yes, I do.
But, man, it's an incredible...
First thing I did.
So this is a scoop
incredibly
for you,
useful.
Isn't it?
It's an incredibly useful tool. Well, technically, the local newspaper had a little blurb up when I got back from recording the video, but we're the first people with video of it online that I know of. So pretty big news, I think. I think that's probably qualifies as nationwide news. Somebody setting themselves on fire. We were talking about last night about, you know, what it is that is considered news. If something happens regularly, you know, somebody has their 80th birthday, for instance, that's not really newsworthy. When somebody hits 130, that's pretty newsworthy.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody gets robbed, unfortunately, as personally tragic as that circumstance is, in a lot of cases, that's not very newsworthy, like in Baltimore or New York City or something like that. But when someone sets themselves on fire, that's pretty newsworthy because you really have to have been pushed over the edge to do so. You really have to feel like you are helpless, that there is no hope, because you're willing to take your life in such a manner that is so dramatic. And by the way, there's video cameras all around this particular courthouse, so it'll be interesting to see how easy or difficult the government people make acquiring the surveillance footage of this particular event. And anyway,
I'm certain they don't want people to get a hold of this.
The footage is up that we do have over at freekeen.com, and more as we learn about it. 1-800-259-9231. I hope the guy or girl left some sort of a note, some kind of Facebook post or something like that, indicating what their reasons were for this, so people can be enlightened. Because otherwise, it's just a horrible, horrible tragedy. I mean, it's horrible anyway, whether we know the reasons or not. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number. There's some good news out there in the world, from what I understand. Some people are saying Ron Paul apparently won the debate this week.
People are saying it. You know, other he got a lot of cheers. I didn't think
I haven't watched it yet.
His very best debate, personally.
So you've seen the clips?
I've watched the whole thing.
Okay.
I've got the TiVo thing, and I watched it. I didn't think it was his best, and I can see how other people would consider other folks winners. You know, Ron Paul's the only guy on the stage that has the cred.
Now, did I hear somewhere that some of the other candidates are kind of watering down their pro-war stance?
Yeah, I think we were talking about that before the show, and I think that Michelle Bachmann, there's a few of them now that are actually kind of trying to harmonize with Ron Paul's message, maybe to even marginalize him a little bit, or because they know that'll make them popular, but their voting records don't weigh out what they're saying.
Michelle Bachmann voted for the Patriot Act. She voted more than one
time. The reauthorization of it, too.
And as I understand, the War Powers Act or something. Somebody said something about that I'm not as entirely certain of.
But she a representative or something?
Yeah, she's the leader, quote-unquote, of the Tea Party.
Caucus.
Tea Party, yeah, she's the Tea Party caucus, so she's kind of top gal at the Tea Party. And she's been very attractive, I'll say. I read some stuff where she said, you know, when I go to the beach, I read von Mises.
Yes, I saw that.
And, that made me look at her. Say, when you see a national article that says von Mises in it, that made me look. And I, you know, for a couple of days there, I thought she looked pretty good. But I thought that the same thing about Sarah Palin back in 2007, too.
Oh, all they have to do is just bat their eyes at you, don't they?
Well, I got to look.
That's right. And if they show cleavage, he's gone.
Yeah, gone.
So you don't think Ron Paul won the debate?
I'm not saying I don't think that.
Just wasn't one of his better outings, I think. He stumbled.
Ron Paul's message wins every debate, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, I just don't think he was as crisp as he has been in other debates. But, you know, the way they throw things at you at a debate, you know, you can be a little off, maybe on your heels a little bit.
They asked him BlackBerry or iPhone.
What'd he answer?
BlackBerry. But it took him like a while to. I think he wanted to say, "I'm 75."
Yeah.
Shut up.
Exactly.
That's what I wish he would have said.
That's not nice to say. I mean, a lot of older people are very into the internet. A lot of seniors, for instance, instead of sitting around watching television, are very into getting online and doing things on there. So
I just would like to know whether or not he has a BlackBerry or an iPhone.
Right, and of course,
I think
false
the answer
choice.
Would have been neither.
It's a false choice. My answer would have been the Android, of course.
Yeah. There you go.
So you're welcome to comment, of course, tonight on whatever it is you'd like at 1-800-259-9231. I know the folks over at DailyPaul.com have the highlight reel up from the Ron Pauls, where they actually take just the Ron Paul clips from that particular debate, and they put that online, which, you know, that's useful because you don't have to hear the fascists when they're talking.
Yeah.
So you can go and you can do that, and of course we've got lots to discuss here this evening. Let's see, on the way here tonight, well, right now actually, the cop that pulled over a young lady on her bicycle because of what she was wearing. She was wearing a miniskirt, and I mean, I guess that's a miniskirt. It's probably a miniskirt if it goes above the knee, like halfway above the knee, would you say? I mean, I don't know what defines a miniskirt. According to the New York Daily News, cycling while sexy could be hazardous to city motorists. Just ask Jasmine Richten. The leggy Dutch tourist said she was pulled over by an NYPD cop for flashing too much skin while on her two wheels. He said it's very disturbing and it's distracting the cars and it's dangerous. I thought he was joking around, but he got angry and then asked me for identification. Richten, who's 31, was not given a ticket during the May 3rd incident and did not get the officer's name but was left feeling baffled. She said, I didn't even think for one second that my outfit could be harmful or disturbing.
I almost got an accident once looking at one of those.
It sounds to me like the cop was projecting. It seems like he was the one who was distracted by her being in the miniskirt, and he wanted an excuse to stop and talk to her.
He wanted her phone number.
Yeah.
I think that it's fair to say that attractive women walking and biking down the street have caused accidents. Not they've caused, but people looking at them have caused that.
Bring back the burka, then. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and bring up what you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Our features include the mobile sites. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to n.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams as well as the podcast. Once again, that's m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations.
Nice.
It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can see it at Ruger.com and pick it up at your local gun dealer.
All right, 800-259-9231. We'll take your phone calls about anything you want. We'll start out with Hot Rod Rod calling from Connecticut. On the Amp Lines, hello, Hot Rod Rod.
Howdy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
So I heard you guys were talking about the debate.
About the what?
And about the Ron Paul, the debate,
oh.
The presidential debate that
yeah.
had Ron Paul in it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I also missed it. But decided to go in for work, and then afterwards I was talking to my dad about it, and he also said that Ron Paul seemed a little bit frantic. He wasn't doing as well as he usually does. And so I then proceeded to turn on the TV, CNN, who hosted the debate, and I saw a poll up that said that, like, you know, of who did the best or who benefited the most, and it had Ron Paul down at the bottom at 0%. So
that
I was really kind of bummed out about that. But then I'm reading today on the internet. It turns out that this poll that CNN is putting up there is like some hokey thing of like Democratic insiders of like maybe 50 people or something who are
answering
this.
Okay. So that's one of those things where they select a panel of people.
It's got to irritate the sort of mainstream media when they put up a poll and the Ron Paul people come and they just vote the crap out of the poll and it screws up all their numbers because they essentially you can't get a finger poll. Pulse on who's going to win the presidential election right now. I mean, you can you do you kind of get that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. These Ron Paul supporters are so energetic that
yep.
it's hard to get a fair reading of what the real results would be.
Yeah, so they put a fake one up like that, and then people look at it on TV and go, oh, he doesn't have a chance. I'm not going to vote for him. That's what they want to try to instill in people. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I think it is really, really dispiriting because I did feel down after I saw that.
Yeah, I think it does. I think that it's great that Ron Paul wins just about every single one of these online straw poll things.
Yeah.
There are people that are dedicated enough to turn over their email addresses to every website in the country in order to vote to verify their votes. And I've done it in the past, and I support people who do it. But at the same time, I think the news organizations get a little miffed at times.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're very establishment. This is another topic we've discussed recently.
But they want to know, right? Like, they want to know today who is going to be the president. And I think that we can all sort of agree that...
I don't think they care. They just want people to keep watching their channel.
Well, I think they want to know. I mean, don't you want to scoop that? You scoop this self-immolating
person. How can you scoop who's going to win the presidency? I mean, it's all speculation.
Well, in 2007, I think it took them by surprise. They were blindsided by the fact that Ron Paul was winning all these polls. So now this time they're ready. They're ready to try to marginalize him.
Well, they had some sneaky tricks back then, and they're going to keep using sneaky tricks today.
Well, they've got even more now.
To keep him out and to marginalize him. Obviously, they can't keep him out. He's too big. I mean, he was allowed in last time, and now he's even bigger than he's ever been. So they're not going to be able to keep him out like they are with Gary Johnson.
I think it's great that he gets the numbers that he gets, and I hope he gets bigger numbers.
With the CNN, I kind of feel like they're like, similarly like the New York Times, I feel like they're the elite yuppie liberals who want to be really like condescending and manipulative and say, oh, well, Ron Paul, he only got 0%. You must be a loser if you like him.
Exactly.
Well, it's on that same site. If you go look at their there's some website that has all the polls and it's set up for Ron Paul people who have enough time to go and vote for these.
Oh,
things.
Really?
And CNN's Ron Paul's leading the CNN's poll that
the online one.
Yeah, the online one. They were leading CNN's poll.
Do you know what that website is, offhand?
I don't. I mean, okay. I looked at it. It's been a couple of days. It's not like I was going to memorize it with all of its hash marks and dashes and forward slashes and be able to give
one
it.
One of those sites. Gotcha. So, Rod, do you want to share anything else with us tonight?
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. Thanks for having me on,
right,
guys.
Man.
I appreciate
it. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Ron Paul, you can comment on him and how you feel about his campaign, how it's going thus far, raising, I think, over $1 million during one of his money bombs. I'm not sure as to what else has been going on. And, Mark, you said you were going to reach out to the campaign, see if we could get Ron on the show. Have you done that?
Yep.
Okay. Now, as I understand
twice,
it,
three times.
They're not the most responsive for whatever reason. I don't know
why. Hey,
look,
he's big time. He doesn't need us.
Let me make a few phone calls.
Could you? That'd be great. Because having Ron Paul on the show has been, I think, a useful thing in the past. I think you're right, Mark. He doesn't need a Free Talk Live. All of our listeners are apprised of Ron Paul. They know who he is, most likely.
I've got that site if you'd like me to give it to you.
The Ron Paul polls?
Yes.
Is it crazy?
It's not terrible, but you can see runronpaul.com, and it's in under, you know, /polls.
Runronpaul.com?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So if you want to go and help out with that, you're certainly welcome to do so. Again, take control here, 800-259-9231, so you can bring up anything. Mark, you actually had an email that you wanted to share with us tonight.
Yep. Ron Paul's at 82% on the CNN's poll.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, CNN might be trying to keep him out of that other thing. And, clearly Ron Paul's not going to win the presidency, the Republican nomination by with an 82% margin. His margin is the next closest is Romney and Bachman at 5%.
Incredible.
Clearly these are misleading numbers, and I can understand why these websites get annoyed, but, you put them up and folks are going to vote in them, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's also an article here on the runronpaul.com website. It says Bill Riley /Ann Coulter bash Ron Paul and copy CNN poll disinfo, which... That's probably what it's for, so the mainstream media can say, a CNN poll says he got 0%.
Right, so now the other media is essentially duplicating CNN's poll.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you were going to read an email?
Yeah, I got it here. This is from Mark. Don't get confused, it's not from me.
Yeah.
He says, I've been listening and watching YouTube videos for a while, and remember the book, An Island Called Liberty. And we were, talking about An Island Called Liberty. It's a children's book, and my son Jack loves it, and you can get it at, is it libertarianunderdog.com?
I thought it was plural.
I thought it was
libertarianunderdogs.com.
I should have the copy here. I'll give it to you at the end of reading this. I wasn't expecting to read that portion of it. But anyway, he says he wants to talk about what you would do if you had the opportunity to move to a place that had no government. He wonders whether you're just a rabble-rouser or whether or not you really want less government interference.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. You can answer that question for yourself as well. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now it's almost here. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge sale starts this Saturday. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live's got a great feature that allows you to actually control the content of the site. You can submit different news pieces, blogs, videos from around the world, and submit them to our website. Other listeners then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. But, you know, there's some ups and some downs to that. The social bookmarking model is useful because it's totally user-controlled. On the other hand, sometimes it's nice to have an editor to pick out some stories for you, and that's what they do over at freedomsphoenix.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I do get a great deal of my show prep from FreedomsPhoenix. It is a great news aggregator. There's plenty of stuff in there that I'm not interested in. But all in all, that and FreeTalkLive.com, those are the places that I look for show prep.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to Dan listening in Arizona. We'll get to your email here in a moment, Mark. Dan in Arizona first on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Dan.
Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Who else is with you?
Wayne's here tonight.
Hello.
Wayne. Hello, Wayne. Sorry.
No problem.
Go ahead with your
call. What are you thinking about?
I checked out, reluctantly checked out that debate the other night. Because, only because Ron Paul was on it, because I wanted to hear how much truth he could get out. And my opinion was he didn't get out very much. But I'll tell you what, it was hard to watch it. It was very hard to watch it.
Why? What part made it difficult for you?
Oh, you know, when you're watching something like that and all the blabber and banter coming from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's up there. And the hardest part is knowing that people are listening to that and taking these people seriously.
I see where you're coming from. I wouldn't be able to stand it myself. Honestly, Mark, I don't know how you can possibly stand watching the entire debate. It must be just disgusting.
Well, for one thing, I do, I've got my computer sitting in front of me, so I tend to get somewhat distracted at times.
See.
There's always, there's radishes to sell in Farmville. But, I've got listeners too, and those people, you know, many of them aren't going to listen because they know that it's a stage full of people telling lies. And I feel an obligation to watch just so that I've got something, to comment on. Somebody's going to call in, and they're going to want to talk about it, and I'm going to need to be educated on that subject. Plus, I want to look at that Republican field. I want to see what people have to say.
Were you surprised, Mark? I mean, I don't even call it lies. It's not even lies. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Even cops, you know, because I'd love to sit and drink a beer with a cop and convince him what he was doing was wrong, you know. And
I tried that. I'd love you to do that.
No, I've actually tried that. We invited some of the police here in Keene out to Social Sundays, which is a weekly event that the activists have just to get together at a local watering hole and enjoy each other's company, and invited a few of the local cops, some of the higher-ranking ones, out to attend at one of these, and a couple of them did come out. And they sat down, and a handful of us went over and had a nice sit-down chat with them for a while, and a lot of them agree with us on a number of things. I mean, the cops around here in Keene aren't the worst of the worst, for sure.
Well,
but there was one guy
who... The thing you've got to understand is everybody agrees with libertarians on some issues, the issues that they want to see freedom for themselves in.
Right, but no amount of...
tyranny for other people in other issues.
Right, no amount of logic or persuasion could bring one of the cops on board with the idea of ending prohibition, for instance. There was much conversation regarding that. But then again, these aren't things that people come to. They're not conclusions people come to in one sitting. So who knows? Maybe it planted a seed. Maybe he'll change his mind down the line. Actually, that guy's retiring now, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
Well, the point I wanted to make, and I'll get out of your hair, is I don't call it lies, although I know some of it is misdirection, obviously. But it's just ignorance, and people just swallow it up. And that's the most depressing thought I can think of.
I heard you, Dan. Thanks
guys.
For the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, let's get back to this email here.
Sure.
The question was something about...
No question at this point.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, he...
Did you get the website, by the way? You messed up a website earlier.
Yeah, it was a freemarketunderdog.com.
And that's... Is it freemarketunderdog or underdogs?
Underdog. It's singular.
Okay.
So you were wrong, too.
Okay.
You messed up the website also.
Yes.
So when you say, I messed up the website, you're just laying blame at my door when you
did it first.
Okay, so the book is called An Island Called Liberty. It is a cross between Dr. Seuss and Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. It's great for kids, probably between I guess my son really was interested in starting at 2, and maybe on up to 7 or 8. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, and it was really popular when we were advertising.
Yeah, we sold a lot of books for him. And I'm glad we did, because it's a really great book. So anyway, he says... A dual survival marathon on Discovery. Two survival experts show you how to stay alive in different situations and climates. And it got me to thinking, would the so-called free staters, especially Ian, move to a deserted island if given the opportunity, away from all government, where he and others could make the society that they choose? Now, I know he told Sam the on another broadcast that he didn't see the need for the prepper or disaster preparedness lifestyle, but I wonder if given the opportunity to be truly free of all chains and bonds of society, would people take it? Because I must be honest, and I think that there's some segment of the liberty movement that really gets off on the attention, enjoys the being labeled a rabble-rouser. Just a curious question. Hope the conference was good that we went to last weekend. So anyway... What I guess that's the question he has is how much of this, Ian, is just you wanting to get out and get in the faces of people, and how much of it is that you really want to see liberty in your lifetime?
Well, I don't want to move to a deserted island because there's no one there.
Well, hold on just a second. Let's first point out
I know how to survive on a deserted island, and I enjoy having comforts of
Wait. There is no deserted island that you could move to without government. No, there isn't.
If there have to be deserted islands.
There are deserted islands, but they belong to governments. And if you go and set up in the same way as if I bought a piece of land here in New Hampshire.
We're talking about in theory.
This is theory, but no, it's not. It's a theory, but I mean you have to look at reality. And reality says that if you want to move someplace that has no governmental control, you're going to need to move to Antarctica, right? Because if you
there's governments there too.
There are some that claim certain pieces and stuff like that, but not. You're gonna have to move into like the center of Antarctica. Mm-hmm. You're gonna really, and you could claim status of statehood if you actually started something in Antarctica that was like, I don't know, somehow shielded by a giant bubble to keep all the frigid killing air out. Then you could do it, but you know you can't move to a desert island and say the Caribbean because they're all claimed by Caribbean nations. And if you build your house there in the same way that I built my house on a piece of unoccupied land here in rural New Hampshire. A government said, hey, you're building a house there. We're going to tax you on that house. We own that house. We own your labor. And so they did. And so there's really no opportunity to move to sort of the Gilligan's Island, right?
But that's a cop-out. That's not what he's asking. He's asking if there were such an island, would I move to it?
But it's not a cop-out.
And my answer is no, because that's not the lifestyle that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a lifestyle where there are actually people around and things to do. I'm not interested in sleeping in a hammock all day and just laying around on an island eating coconuts. That's not the lifestyle I want. I want to live in a society. I just want to live in a society. In which there's actually peace and you don't have a violent monopoly going around hurting people.
Well, how about this? If you could move with the 1,000 free staters that have moved to New Hampshire, if you could have gotten them instead to move to a relatively large desert island, would you have taken that preference?
You mean deserted island as opposed to desert?
Fine, a deserted island.
Because I don't want to live in the desert
fine,
either.
Fine, whatever. And in order that they build a society, because I guess the suggestion is that since a society has been built under government control, then that society belongs to government control.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue this in a moment.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And there's lots to do over there. If you enjoy the fact that we give you the website for free, maybe you want to voluntarily support Free Talk Live. You can do that by going and shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there that will take you into Amazon. And when you go into Amazon through that link or through one of those links, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So Amazon, the same great prices, same great selection. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer that I'm aware of. You shop through that link, Free Talk Live, Amazon sends us a cut. It's that simple. So go and get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. So there's a question on the table here. You're welcome to answer it as well. It's directed at me for some reason, because I'm a rabble-rouser or something like that, according to the emailer.
Actually, the question is, are you a rabble-rouser? And the question is asked in order to ascertain that.
So the question that he has asked is, if there were a deserted island to which I could move where there is no government, where I would be left alone, then would I move to that place?
And I don't think the question is just, would you, but it's free staters is what the terminology here is.
I think that, I don't know, I think there are some liberty-minded people that probably would, like the kinds of people that have moved to Grafton, for instance, which is kind of like out in the woods, way, way out, where nothing's around.
Wouldn't it be easier to build your own free society, assuming the weather wasn't something horrifying like
Antarctica? Man, I can't even build my own bookshelf. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you can do a lot of the technical stuff, and there's a need for that. Too.
I don't know how to build a power station. Like, that would be really difficult for me. Like, all of these things. I like the idea that there's power and that there's heat, and I like being in a society where there are places to go.
In Florida, we didn't use heat. Did you remember that?
There's air conditioning down there.
Yeah.
I like that, that there are places to go.
Frankly, I would give up air conditioning for a free society, to test.
If there was a free society to which I could move where there was no air conditioning, yeah, I would go there. But what you're talking about is building something from scratch.
It's a heck of a lot faster to build one than it is to try to unfree one.
How are they doing with that, what's it called, C-State?
seasteading, where they're going to build a big platform out in the ocean?
With seasteading, they have to sell houses and do a bunch of stuff.
Well, you're going to have to sell your house to go out on some deserted island, right?
I mean, you don't have to, on a deserted island, you don't have to build the platform.
True. But you could, you know, go out there and do that. I understand what you're saying, that there is no deserted island in this world today. I think there are probably some islands where no one pays any attention to them, so that's, I don't know if that's really a true statement.
That's true, but just because they don't pay attention. Look, there's the example of the King of Tonga that we have talked about on the show in the past, that somebody went to one of these atolls out there, these little barrier islands or whatever, out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in Tonga, and they started building a libertarian paradise. Yeah. And basically, before they got too far along, the King of Tonga comes out and points some guns at him from a gunboat and says, "Hey, you're on our land, and you're going to pay taxes, or you're going to leave, or whatever."
Yeah, so it's a neat story. I'm not sure as to the veracity of the claims.
I'm not either, but I can tell you that that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds believable.
Exactly what's going
to
happen.
So you're saying
if you go to the Bahamas, which I think that I've heard that there's 1,000 islands in the Bahamas, and I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe I'm confusing it with another island nation, but there's little islands out there. Mm-hmm. If you start building on one of these, you don't think they're going to come out and say, "Hey, where's our money? This is our island."
I think that's a realistic concern. So, again, to back to the issue of as to whether or not I would do it or how easy it is to do something like that. It's a different kind of hard. For me, that sounds difficult. That sounds like a very difficult life.
But is that a real choice, though, Ian? Because a deserted island versus being in Keene right now, rabble-rousing, maybe you'd say is, if I could find a town like Keene that was free, I wouldn't even leave Keene.
Well, if I could find a town that was actually free, where I could have a lifestyle where it's not a deserted island, I'd go to that place.
Well,
but obviously that's not the question here.
To me, it seems a heck of a lot easier to bring some solar cells out and to build some houses and to run some cable for power. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been here 6 years. What is the marked difference between liberty today and when we moved?
Well, this isn't a cakewalk. I mean, these things
I'm just
take
saying
time.
You could build some buildings in 6 years. I'm trying to make the point that, in fact, what he's saying is easier. Now, the question is it rabble-rousing? The other question is it rabble-rousing to want freedom for people? If I were to go to some nation that's having some kind of terrible atrocity and advocate for that atrocity to stop occurring, I don't know that I am a rabble-rouser.
Well, from the position of the so-called authorities, you are.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, from the position, you take your choice of places around the world where bad things are happening, Burma, North Korea. You take your choice. Mm-hmm. Going there and advocating for the freedom of the people on that land, I wouldn't call rabble-rousing. I would call it standing for peace, justice, liberty, whatever term you want to use.
I guess that's the ultimate question here is, wouldn't you rather just go somewhere where you don't have to make that stand? Is essentially his question.
But you can't be guaranteed that you won't have to make that stand. Like he was saying.
Because at some point someone could come in there and come after you.
I'm not sure that that's in fact what he's asking. I think that what he's asking at the bottom of it is, are you really a rabble rouser? And I don't think
I just do what I have to do. That's
I don't
all.
Think that it's a well premised statement, because coming to New Hampshire to be better at advocating for liberty for everyone. Because the fact is, life was pretty okay for me in Sarasota, Florida. I didn't see any opportunity for things to get better there as far as liberty, but things were really good. You know, we were making good paychecks, living in a nice house, didn't have to deal with winter or snow, plowing driveways or any of those things that I deal with now. So life was good. Is it a rabble-rousing because I came up here? Because I believe that this is a more effective way to create a free society than staying where
Again,
I am and
it
just
depends
being
on
happy?
Your perspective. It just depends on your perspective. So from somebody who's of the status quo, anyone who comes in with a viewpoint of we need to change this is a rabble-rouser, right? Hey, stop tipping over the apple cart. Cut that out. Shut up. Everything's
we'll put
fine.
You in jail.
But there's an important distinction here, Ian, is that we all do what we do, not for just our own freedom, but other people's freedom, too.
That's true. I want other people to be free, but they have to choose that for themselves. I can't set them free. No amount of rabble-rousing is going to set anybody free. If that's the term we're using, no amount of going and standing for liberty is going to set anyone else free until those people understand what liberty is and they're willing to accept those ideas and internalize them. So I like the idea of having a society in which I can live comfortably and be free. I'm not interested in, you know, baking out in the hot sun on some deserted island all day and sitting around and doing nothing. I mean, I do like the idea of having a relaxed life. I don't like the idea of going to jail, but I also understand that I need to do what I have to in order to achieve freedom in my lifetime. And sometimes that means standing up and, you know, going into a cage.
But my answer to Mark's question, if I get the answer, the fact is that I would move to an island nation, and by that I mean an island that is unpopulated by a nation, because I don't trust nations to leave you alone. Mm-hmm. I would move there, and you know, if other liberty-oriented people were willing to move with me and begin setting up a you know, a freedom-oriented place.
It's also not a very realistic
concept
either.
All the land is grabbed.
Well, not only that, but even if there were some sort of island to which you could go, most people can't afford to do something like that. They can't afford it. A lot of the people that have moved here to New Hampshire don't have very much in the way of capital at their disposal.
Maybe they can't afford to.
To build their own home or something like that? To truck whatever amounts of materials would be necessary to go?
You'd probably get it in bulk
ship
at
it
that
in.
Point if you all, you know, were building things. There'd probably be a
All I know is here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are three liberty-minded people that actually own their homes. And they don't. I don't think all three of them actually own them outright. I think they have bank loans on them. So there's not a whole lot of capital right now. I mean, not everybody is the Koch brothers here as far as being able to go out and do things
like that. The free staters in New Hampshire, I'd say there's a large percentage of home ownership. I mean, you know, what goes on in Keene? I don't think a lot of free staters saw the value in Keene having one of the highest tax rates in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what goes on in Keene is by no means indicative of what goes on in the Free State Project.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot more that goes on in Keene than the average location. I mean, Keene has politics, Keene has civil disobedience, Keene has media, Keene has more variety of activism than any other place in New Hampshire, to my knowledge.
And some activism is effective, some activism is ineffective.
Depends on your perspective.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and so some people think it's rabble rousing, and some people think it's standing up for freedom. I mean, so again, it all depends on your perspective, but. I hope we've answered his question. I think so.
I mean, I think that's...
What about you, Wayne? Would you go to the island?
It depends how big it is. I mean, there's a lot of things. Just to say it's a deserted island doesn't really tell me enough. You know, you got to... Okay, how big is it? What resources do you have there?
Yeah.
How far away is it? There's too many factors to give an answer.
It harkens back to the Free American Samoa Project, which I started on Facebook at one point, as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
American Samoa, I think it has 60,000 people on it. They can't vote for president, but they otherwise are under sort of the American government and left largely alone because they have the protection of the giant biggest brother in the world, and you could pretty much take over politics there with you know, a small amount of people.
Well, you say it's protection, but you and I both know that's not true. Mm-hmm. They don't protect you. 1-800-259-9231.
If it was an invasion, they probably would do something.
They protect themselves. They protect their military bases. They protect the government offices.
I think there's one of those on there.
They're not going to protect you. More on the way. You can take control, and I hope you don't find that out the hard way. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.